Families and advocates are hoping they'll finally see some action as the interim report from the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide is delivered this morning. It's expected to focus on the large backlog of claims waiting to be processed by the Department of Veterans Affairs and how the long wait times impact the mental well-being of the defence community and their families. Nick Kuldus is the chair of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide and joins us now from our Canberra studio. Commissioner, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
You'll hand the interim report to the Governor-General at 9 a.m. It will include recommendations for immediate action on critical issues. Do you have an undertaking from the government that once it's tabled, they will act?
Well, certainly the government has been supportive in terms of what we recommend now. They're very open to, and we're in fact instrumental in establishing this Royal Commission. So we're very optimistic about an embracing, if you like, of the recommendations and findings that we hand down in this interim report.
Prior to the Royal Commission, there'd been dozens of reports looking at what needs to happen to better support defence members and veterans. Why has so little been done over the years?
It's difficult to sort of explain that, to be honest, Patricia, but the bottom line is, as you said, there has been 50-plus inquiries that preceded us with varying degrees of compliance or implementation of the recommendations. But what has become clear to us is that the problem is persisting, it is still there, it is tragic, and certainly it's our view that this nation has a debt of gratitude to veterans, everyone who's worn the uniform, served their country in whatever capacity. We've got an obligation, a moral duty to look after them, and that's certainly what we have to do with this Royal Commission.
Until the report is tabled by the government, you're unable to go to the specifics of the recommendations. But one of the key issues you've looked at is the long wait time for veterans to get claims approved by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, Nick Forster-Jones, who's the CEO of Diggers Rest, spoke about this at the Brisbane hearing.
It takes an average of 3 to 4 years to settle a claim with DVA for a veteran. This only being achieved if that veteran has a strong partner, wife or family picking up each time that they stumble through this arduous process. If they don't pick them up, that's why we're sitting here today.
So there's that testimony that was delivered, obviously, in the hearings. Nick Forster-Jones from Diggers Rest there. Was this a common experience?
Yes, unfortunately it was. We've heard really extensive evidence from a large number of people about the problems that exist in that space. It's a little bit of a perfect storm with demand going up, the inability to meet it with resourcing to deal with the numbers that are growing, and certainly as at May this year, Patricia, there's somewhere over 40,000 claims that remain unresolved and unapproved.
Former Veterans Minister Andrew Gee acknowledges the link between long backlogs and suicide rates. But despite the increasing number of claims, he had to cut $430 million from the department's budget. Why hasn't this area been a priority?
It's difficult for me to comment on that. It's obviously a matter for the government of the day, but it is pretty clear, and Minister Gee was very frank in his evidence, as was the Secretary of the Department of Veteran Affairs, Liz Cousin. She was very open and frank in the evidence she gave, and we've also heard a great deal of evidence from a lot of her senior staff about the problems that they're facing.
There was strong criticism from family members. Peter Jenkins and his wife Sue wanted to find out more about their son Sean's death. He told the hearing, and here he is.
The first thing they said to her was that she wasn't entitled to any money or compensation because she wasn't his partner or child. And Sue had never... We didn't want money, we just wanted answers. We wanted to find out what had happened to our son, and we wanted to try and get a copy of his medical records. As I said, we've still never received that.
Peter Jenkins said the DVA was like an insurance company trying to protect its assets. Are there clear processes on how families can obtain information?
I think that's one of the areas where things can improve, and you can expect to hear more on that. The bottom line is we've certainly heard a lot of evidence from a lot of people who their problems were aggravated and their feelings and anxiety were exacerbated by their inability to gain information about their loved ones after they've passed away.
In April, you extended the inquiry by 12 months. One of the reasons for doing so was to pursue and to analyse data from Defence and DVA, which you said had been difficult to obtain. Has information been more forthcoming over the past few months?
Not as yet.
That's
we're
quite...
We're still awaiting some things to be resolved.
But I consider that, and please correct me if I'm wrong, quite alarming. Like, you're a royal commission.
There's a number of problem areas that we're trying to navigate and walk through, privacy, national security issues and so on. And we'll certainly be talking about that both in the interim report and later on. But the bottom line is our work continues. We're completely committed to the task and we're hopeful that we'll resolve whatever issues and hurdles that we've come up against very soon.
Does it concern you, though, that you're a royal commission with royal commission powers and that you've found it so difficult?
Yes, it does. Look, I think it's kind of a perfect storm. Things have been done in a particular way by government departments for decades. And when a royal commission like ours comes along, there has to be a little adjustment, I guess, on their part to say, this is different. You're a government. You're essentially an arm of the government. We must try and assist a little bit more than perhaps they've done in the past.
So given that, what does it say about ordinary families dealing with these departments then, when a royal commission that's been given really incredible powers in our country finds it hard to navigate?
It is very, very difficult for families. And one of the things we've learnt, Patricia, is the impact that this whole process, this whole environment has on families, both in the lead up to lodging claims and then the act of lodging claims and then trying to settle those claims. It's a really tortured process, and we've heard a lot of evidence about that. And it's something that we need to try and find solutions for.
The sixth public hearing for the inquiry wrapped up in Hobart yesterday. You've received nearly 2,000 submissions and heard from close to 200 witnesses. Have veterans felt safe to come forward and talk about these issues that are incredibly painful for so many families?
Well, we certainly hope so, Patricia. And we're grateful to the Chief of Defence Force who gave evidence in Townsville in the fifth hearing. He was absolutely unequivocal about his support for people coming forward. He made it perfectly clear when he gave evidence on oath that he will protect and look after anyone who comes forward to speak to the Royal Commission.
This report will no doubt be heart-wrenching for the people involved. What supports will be available for those who've participated?
And that's a very good question, Patricia. And we've been very careful in dealing with everyone who's been traumatised. Our motto has been that we should do no harm. There is support in place. We have a counselling service. There are a number of counselling services already in place. And we accept that what we are doing can re-traumatise and upset people simply by the nature of the topics we're discussing. We urge anyone who has felt an impact from what we're talking about and what we're doing to seek help. We have a line that people can ring and seek support. It's 1-800-329-095, if I may. 1-800-329-095. It's our inquiries number, and they can get you in touch with support, counselling and help if you are feeling the impact of the tough topics that we're talking about.
Just finally, the inquiry will visit Darwin and Wagga Wagga later this year with a final report due in June 2024. What issues do you plan to focus on in future hearings?
There's quite a range of issues. We've tried to, everywhere we've been, we have tried to examine the environment in that area in various jurisdictions and to try and see what unique problems they've got. Certainly our last hearings in Tasmania focused on remoteness and isolation and people not being easily able to access support services, both medical and psychological help and so on. In Darwin, there will be similar issues. And then I think we'll be doing Adelaide and West Australia, Perth after that, and then we'll return to Sydney for more hearings there. We've got a lot to get through in the next 18 months or 2 years.
Many thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much for having me, Patricia.
Nick Coldus is the chair of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide. Now, aside from the that number that the Commissioner just referred to, if you are a serving or former member of the Defence Forces or a relative in need of support, you can call the Defence Family Helpline on 1-800-624-608, or there's Open Arms on 1-800-011-046. Just say it one more time. There's the Defence Family Helpline, 1-800-624-608, or Open Arms, 1-800-011-046. And of course, assistance is always available on Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.